Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell attended the Group of Seven economic meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday, where he encouraged more aid for Ukraine and restraint in the Middle East. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the sleepy Italian resort of Capri, a bell's toll pierced the morning air. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell started the day talking to reporters about his hopes for the meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Borrell said G7 leaders had to make quick decisions to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
Otherwise, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed.
The EU's top diplomat urged Israel to show restraint following an Iranian air assault on its territory. Iran's attack was a response to a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consular building in Syria, which killed two Iranian generals. Borrell told reporters,
"I don't want to exaggerate, but we are on the edge of a war, a regional war in the Middle East."
I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13th attack. Britain, meanwhile, is targeting several Iranian military organizations. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron spoke about the sanctions on the sidelines of the G7 summit Thursday.
Iran's behavior is unacceptable, and it's right that countries come together here at the G7 and make those points, not just because of what Iran has been doing, but also as a message to Israel that we want to play our part in having a coordinated strategy that deals with Iran's aggression.
This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto confirmed Thursday the nation's military chief, General Francis Omondi Ogala, died with nine others after a military helicopter crash in the western part of the country. In a news conference, Ruto said Ogala and his entourage had flown from Nairobi in the helicopter earlier Thursday on a security mission to Kenya's Rift Valley to review soldiers deployed in the region. The president said the general and the other officers had completed their first stop about 250 kilometers northwest of Nairobi, had boarded the helicopter on their way to their next location when, local media report, the craft crashed shortly after takeoff and burst into flames. The Kenyan president called the incident a very sad moment.
"A moment of great sadness for me, as the commander-in-chief of the Kenya Defense Forces. It is a tragic moment for the Kenya Defense Forces fraternity, and it is a most unfortunate day for the nation at large."
The United Arab Emirates continues to recover from the heaviest rainfall ever recorded to have hit the desert nation this week, having flooded highways, inundated houses, gridlocked traffic, and trapping people in their homes. Located in the Arabian Peninsula, the United Arab Emirates typically sees little rainfall in its arid desert climate. The storm that blew through the country Tuesday delivered about a year's worth of rain in one storm, causing massive flooding. There was some reported speculation the storm was caused by cloud seeding to promote rainfall, but government officials said there had been no such operations before the storm. College of London climate scientist Colleen Gallia told the Reuters news agency the huge rainfall was likely due to a normal weather system exacerbated by climate change.
"With climate change, what we see a lot is that you expect increased intensity of storms like this, of heavy, heavy rainfall, and increased conditions to form storms, to even begin to think about precipitation."
In the United States, the spring home buying season is off to a slow start. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Sales of previously occupied homes fell 4.3% in March from the previous month. The National Association of Realtors adds that's the first monthly decline in sales since December. Existing home sales also fell 3.7% compared with March of last year. Interest rates could be to blame. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has not gone below the 6.6% it averaged 3 months ago. The national median sales price is just over $393,000. I'm Shelley Adler.
For additional news stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.